Whether you're fundraising for a massive charity or for a, you know, a small neighborhood one, asking someone to donate money for your to your cause can be kind of awkward for both you and sometimes for the person on the receiving end of the ask. Phil Buchanan is the president of the Center for Effective Philanthropy, and he is with us now to take us through some fundraising etiquette tips. Hello there.
Hey, Bruce, thanks for having me on.
Now, you work at the very highest levels of philanthropy, so a part of me kind of is smiling to myself that I'm asking you, to talk about very, very basic fundraising things. But I think the questions that I have will be informed by the big ideas and the big trends in the sector that you follow along. Just know that I know it's like you have a PhD in molecular biology and I'm asking you to make a smoothie. So, you know, I get it. All right, you ready?
I will do my best.
What is the best way to ask people to donate to your cause?
I think it's to do it directly and in a low-pressure way and try to avoid asking people that you're in a relationship with where there's some inherent power dynamic. Like, for example, you're their boss.
You have just ruined Girl Guide cookie sales for millions of people. I think that's the only way that it gets done. Bosses bring the case into the workplace. It's just not super smart in the long term.
Yeah, I just don't. I'm not saying it's not effective. I just think if we're talking about etiquette and what we mean really is sort of like what is most appropriate, I think it is a little problematic if you're the big boss and you're asking folks, you know, whose performance review you're responsible for to give to your favorite charity. And I think it backs people into a corner. So I think it's better to find folks who are more in your peer group. I think family members is fine because we guilt our family members into doing things for each other all the time. That's the nature of being in familial relationships. But I think the workplace, you know, is a little bit trickier.
In a prior interview we did on the show, you recommended against donating ad hoc at the door, like giving 10 bucks here, giving 10 bucks there. Does your view change when it's my 9-year-old daughter coming in and selling her Girl Guide cookies at your door?
Well, when it's your 9-year-old, Bruce.
Of course, you're a yes. You're buying a case.
Course. Yeah. I think what you do is you just got to set some parameters. I mean, there is no way that you're going to say no, to your niece or your nephew or, you know, but you can try to budget and say, look, I got 20% that I'm going to designate for that kind of responsive situation where there's some relational reason why I really want to do it, but I'm going to try not to go over that. And I think you can even explain that to people to say, look, you know, I would like to be able to give you more, but I have some other priorities in my charitable giving. If you're comfortable, you can tell the person what they are. And so the only, you know, I've got a small amount set aside to be responsive to requests like this, and I can use some of that here, and so I'm going to give you $50.
For the big asks, like naming a business school at a university or a wing of a hospital or whatever, there's a real gestation to those kind of asks. You don't just knock on someone's door and say, hey, you got $100 million? Tell us a bit about the pre-work or the foundation laying that goes on those big asks, because I feel like there could be a reapplication to some of the smaller asks that people do in their community.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think fundamentally, and not to make it a cliche, but it's all about relationships. Many, many years ago, early in my career, I worked for a couple of different college presidents, and that gives me enough plausible deniability to tell a story without saying which one it was.
Yes.
Of one of them coming into my office and kind of rolling their eyes and saying, oh, I got to go on another hiking trip with, you know, particular major donor. But we all knew that, you do. You got to go on the hiking trip. You got to pretend to like it even though you hate hiking and form that bond of trust with the person before you get to that big ask, because that's the way people are wired. They want to know you before they hand over resources, even to the college that they went to. They want to know that college president, for example.
There is both a skill and a confidence that comes with making the ask. As a kid, I would go door to door getting pledges for the Boy Scouts Trees for Canada and the MS Readathon and all that kind of stuff, which is not an activity that kids take on anymore. How do we foster the skills and the confidence in our young people to have those conversations?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, I think we talked about this before. I had similar experiences, literally knocking on doors, raising money, and I think it was good for me because it pushed me out of my comfort zone and also made me have to learn how to talk to a wide range of different people. You never knew who was going to be behind that door. So I think that there are opportunities for kids to do that kind of thing. There are more and more programs to involve young people in giving, courses in communities that'll educate kids and then give them a chance to either raise money or give it away. I think another great way to get people's confidence up, it's a little bit different, but it's also about doing something for a good cause, is get kids involved in volunteering. And because often if they're volunteering, again, they're going to have to be interacting with a lot of different people, learning how to be direct, put themselves out there a little bit. I think all of these experiences are valuable.
What are the ingredients of a great thank you? And I ask because when you donate online, there's an autoresponder, there's an email that comes, it's
right.
Generic, but the thank you technically has been made. In the ideal world, what does a thank you look like? What does it say? When is it delivered?
In the ideal world, I'm old school. I believe it is handwritten. It is delivered promptly. If it is someone that the recipient knows, then it includes something personal, some reference to a shared experience that makes the person receiving it understand that the thank you is to them and it is for them and it is not simply generic. Now, obviously, for organizations that are raising a ton of money from a lot of folks online, that's not going to be possible. But for gifts above a certain threshold that are really meaningful to the organization, I think those are some ingredients I'd suggest.
Really helpful. Phil, thanks for making the time for us today.
Thanks for having me on the show again, Bruce.
Phil Buchanan, the president of the Center for Effective Philanthropy. We're talking about some fundraising tips, but grounded in this kind of really big idea of philanthropy 3.0.